Let me transition to a little bit of college football news for a second here, because I swear to you, to me, I'm not trying to get political. I have a political show on POTUS Radio Channel 124 every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. for a reason. But it's stuff like this from the president of the United States that pisses me off, okay? And he's sticking his nose in places I don't believe the president of the United States should be sticking their nose in. What am I talking about? Allow me to read this to y'all, okay? See, this is the kind of stuff that ticks me off because it's overstepping bounds and it's just, it really bothers me. It really bothers me, okay? So I'm just going to bring this up and I'm going to leave it out there. If I'm wrong, feel free to call up 888-MAD-DOG-6, 888-623-3646. One of my best friends in the world was in the Navy. My man Jeff, and I just text him about this because I wanted to hear what he felt. But I really, really don't care because I feel the way that I feel, and there's certain things that just really rakes my nerves. And the president of the United States just got on my last damn nerves with what he's trying to pull off here. What am I talking about? Allow me to read this to y'all. Let me put on my goggles, my Miano glasses, okay? This is what he says. For over a century, well, first of all, he starts off, Preserving America's Game. It's the title of it. This is from the letterhead of the White House. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered. And then it says Section 1, and it gets into purpose. For over a century, the Army-Navy game, known as America's Game, has stood as a symbol of excellence in the American spirit. Now, the recent and potentially ongoing expansion of the college football playoffs and other postseason college football games threatens to encroach upon the second Saturday in December, a date traditionally reserved exclusively for America's Game. Such scheduling conflicts weaken the national focus on our military service academies and detract from a moral or from a morale building event of vital interest to the Department of War. Accordingly, it is the policy of the United States that no college football game, specifically college football's CFP, meaning college football playoffs, or other postseason games, be broadcast in a manner that directly conflicts with the Army-Navy game. The Secretary of Commerce, this is Section 2, implementation. The Secretary of Commerce and the Chairman of the Federal Communications Commission shall coordinate with the CFP Committee, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, related organizations, other appropriate government agencies, and the playoffs broadcast and media rights partners with the goal of establishing an exclusive window for the Army-Navy game during which no other college football game is broadcast. The chairman of the FCC shall consider reviewing the public interest obligations of broadcast licenses to determine whether those obligations would require that the Army-Navy game remain a national service event. Ladies and gentlemen, who the hell does this man think he is? See, every single time I try to be fair and fair-minded to this president, he pulls some BS like this. It really pisses me off. Really pisses me off. Who the hell does he think he is? Let's say, I don't recall, forgive me, but if the Army-Navy game is on NBC, Fox and CBS should be excluded from having its own content on its networks? Because the president issued some executive order that he doesn't want anything competing with Army-Navy, that he wants the focus of the sports world on Army-Navy. Well, what if they don't want that? want to watch Army or Navy? What if I want to see Michigan and Ohio State? Not that it would be on in mid-December, because it usually comes on in late November. What if Georgia and Alabama was playing in the SEC title game? What if I wanted to see Trinidad Chambliss and Ole Miss going up against LSU and Lane Kiffin? Who the hell is he to tell the broadcast world, yo, nah, not at this time. If Army Navy is on from 1 to 4, you got to make sure the game come on at 5. Who the hell does he think he is? It's that kind of BS that's got our country in a tizzy right now. That right there. Because you overstepping your damn bounds. Don't you got enough things to be focused on? Now you trying to tell us what damn football games we should watch? Who the hell does he think he is? This is the BS. We got so many issues, and you want to look and judge fairly. All right, what's your position on the economy? What's your position on immigration? Safety in the streets, health care. It could be anything. Entitlement programs, welfare reform, education, health. It could be anything. We can't get to a point where we can look at that in a fair-minded fashion, because this damn dude is trying to tell us what we should do with football. It's hard to take. It's hard to take. It's crossing the line. It's unnecessary. And when you're that invasive, you're not thinking about the fact that you're setting a precedent. Because what you're going to do is, you're going to turn around, and your ass is going to be out of office, and living your life in your 80s with the billions you put in your pocket, by the way. And then predecessors are going to follow on either side of the aisle, and they're going to use you as precedent to say, maybe we could get away with some ridiculous stuff too. Mind your damn business. Who the hell does he think he is? What if I don't want to watch Army and Navy? Let's go to George in Rhode Island. You're live with Stephen A. Go ahead, George.
Stephen, God bless you. You have no idea what you're talking about with the Army-Navy game, and I'll tell you why. And I respect you, but you're dead wrong. This is a unique military and cultural tradition, and the President of the United States and the federal government protect military traditions all the time. The President does have the ability, and it is his business, to try to preserve national customs, federal customs, military customs. The Army-Navy game is not just another football game that should be conflated and diluted in a TV slot for money. The federal government preserves these kinds of customs all the time. He's not micromanaging a sports schedule. He's preserving a national custom, and there is no bigger custom than honoring our military. It's just simple. And when you conflate Ole Miss versus LSU, you're missing the entire point of what he's trying to do. It's preserving a cherished national custom.
Okay, well, George, we respectfully disagree. And I think your points are very, very valid. You said a lot of stuff that gives us food for thought, and your point is to be respected. Allow me to retort. This is America. And you could talk about what you're saying in terms of preserving Army, Navy, but the reality of the situation is there are an abundance of American citizens that may not look at it that way, because the freedoms that we are supposed to have in this country, you're not supposed to be trying to influence or compromise that in any way as the President of the United States. You could talk about preserving customs all you want to, and you might have that. You might be thinking that way. But him issuing an executive order, why is that executive order issuing now? You know, Obama didn't think that way. Trump didn't think that way in his first term. But George W. Bush didn't think that way. Clinton didn't think that way before him. But H.W. Clinton, H.W. didn't think that way before Clinton. Reagan didn't think that way. Why in the year 2025 are we getting an executive order about this? We never had that before. This game has been on every year. Nobody did it before. Why is he doing that? How come you didn't bring that up?
Right now, you're trying to make me approve a negative. I don't know why Clinton didn't do it. I don't know why anybody did it. It's irrelevant to me. The point of the matter, the fact.
But it's not relevant to me. But it's not irrelevant to me.
Well, that's okay. You and I can respectfully disagree. But I will tell you, that because he's doing this doesn't mean that the point that he's making is invalid. And if you're going to use, there are some people that don't agree, well, you can talk about that on every single issue. The President of the United States just took a stand. We are going to preserve the Army-Navy game as a military and cultural
at a time where millions of people are complaining about what he's doing with our military. At a time when they're doing that, that's when he does that.
So what you're saying is he should then govern by poll.
No, what I'm saying is the Army Navy. Hold on. That's not what I'm saying. If I was saying it, I'd admit it. What I'm saying is that the President of the United States of America should not be trying to influence broadcast networks in dictating what they're able to put or not put on the air, because whoever's carrying, you got to remember, it's not like the Army Navy game is across all platforms. It'll be on one network. So that one network gets the benefit off of their game at the expense of anybody else that can put competitive content on their airwaves. But the hell with them, because preserving the Army-Navy, that game on a particular network is more important than what anybody else's agenda is. That's not right, and that's not a decision that the president should be making via executive order, in my opinion.
You and I will disagree. It as him dictating a TV show. I'm framing it as him dictating a military and preserving a military and cultural tradition.
Two things could be true. You could be absolutely right about that, but you don't get to dismiss that I'm right about the points that I'm making. Kentucky, by the way, just won 89-84 over Santa Clara, ladies and gentlemen. Kentucky won by 5. Anyway, back to you, George. The point is, you're dismissing the point that I made, because other networks stand to suffer based on his executive order. So I'm saying to you, now you're infiltrating business and compromising the business interests of other people for what your agenda is as president with your executive order. I think that's bigger than him just making a decision arbitrarily. You're influencing things in that way. That's not right. That's not fair to the other networks. He has no right to do that. That's what I'm saying, and that's where we disagree.
Stephen, God bless you. I rank this higher than what you rank it, and that's where we'll disagree.
Got it. But you know what, George? God bless you, because I respect your opinion. I disagree with you, but damn it, you make valid points. You understand? So even though I disagree with you, you know what I'm going to do over the weekend? I'm going to spend time listening and thinking about your points. I'll probably have an even stronger argument against it come Monday, knowing me. But the point is, your point is valid. I disagree with you, but it's not unfounded. Your points are not unfounded, and it's worth thinking about. And I appreciate the call, George. Thank you.